The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Late Late Show, that is back tonight. RTE1 Television, 9:35 PM. Patrick Keelty's second season. What can we expect? Well, Henry McKean has been out in RTE to ask the man himself.
Good evening and welcome to a brand new season of The Late Late Show. Yep. Yeah.
Patrick Keelty, it's another season of The Late Late Show. Your second season. How are you feeling after the first?
I remember meeting you, Henry, out the back.
Yes.
Of Studio 4. I think it was ours before the first show of the first season.
And it's the same, it's ours to go again.
And it's ours to go again. Can you see the vibe is slightly more relaxed than it was last year?
I agree, there were some nerves coming from you last year because it was such a huge, huge seat to fill. And like that, all of us, like an old, you could say, not a haunted house, but an old house, we're just there keeping it lovely for the next generation. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're going to do a few more years and then hand it over?
You never know what's around the corner. You know, I think that I think the thing you have to do is that when you're hosting The Late Late Show is take as good care of it as you possibly can, because it's way bigger than you are. And, you know, the audience own the show. You know, you don't own the show. But it feels nice to be rejoining the party rather than being the new kid at school.
You were talking to the Irish Times, or the Irish Times was talking to you about growing up in the north and about having two aerials and then having to switch the aerials to be able to get The Late Late Show. And you said something which I'm going to ask you to explain, I suppose, a little bit clearer. You talked about how The Late Late Show is like your local pub up there in the north in Dundrum, where anything can happen, a bit of this, a bit of that. Is that why The Late Late Show is still the number one show in Ireland? Because it's like the local pub?
I think The Late Late Show is unique to Ireland because it reflects what an Irish night out is like. If you go out for a night in Ireland, anywhere on this island, you will have a fun chat. Someone will make you howl with laughter. You'll probably end up having your arm around somebody, having a very serious chat. Then somebody will end up singing a song. You might have a dance. And this thing will ebb and flow. If you sit in an American bar, people are just, hey, you seen the ball game? If you're in an English pub, that type of flow just doesn't happen. And so The Late Late Show reflects how Irish people are, whether they're sitting in watching a show, whether they're sitting on the show, or whether they're out for a night. And I think that's what makes it unique.
So it's about life, it's about death, it's about everything, it's entertainment, it's a bit of comedy, it's misery, and I mean that in the best possible way. I don't mean like a Halloween show or anything like that. But like your energy levels, I remember we were talking about last year and how you were a little nervous. This year you feel far more relaxed. You know, and obviously RTE's changed so much in the last year. It's perhaps become a much calmer place like you. Do you think that, you know, it's going to be plain sailing, or do you think The Late Late Show could be coming from a new studio in Mullingar?
We've no idea where The Late Late Show is going to be coming. We know that it's not going to be staying here in the building, you know, which, when you look at all the history and all the shows that have come here, you know, that's definitely something that you get a bit of achy heart about. But I think wherever the show comes from, the spirit of the show and what I talked about reflecting what Irish people are and their interactions, I don't think that will ever change. And, you know, The Late Late Show will be here long after you and I are gone, I'd imagine.
Patrick, can I call you Paddy? Your friends call you Paddy, and I know I'm not your friend. I could say I'm your beg friend. I want to be your friend. Maybe one day I'll be your friend.
Yeah, call me, absolutely. Call me Paddy.
Paddy, you got to meet the Pope with many, many comedians, including Whoopi Goldberg. I understand she was popular amongst the priests because of that movie. What's it called again?
Sister Act. Sister Act. Very, very big.
Not to be confused with Nuns on the Run.
In the Vatican, yeah. Not to be confused with the Robbie Coltrane. Maybe, yeah. I know them all. I know them all, Henry.
And what was it like? What was it like meeting the other comedians? What was it like meeting the Pope? And obviously, you've done so much stand-up, and sometimes the church is the butt of a joke.
I think if you look at the 100 comedians that were actually outside the Vatican that morning, I mean, there must have been hours and hours of material between those comedians about the Catholic Church, its woes and its ills. I think a lot of us were kind of turning up on the basis, is this a prank? Is this actually real? You know, to be standing there with Whoopi Goldberg, who's played Sister Act on one side of you, and Ardal O'Hanlon, who's played Father Dougal on the other side, it's as comedy skits go. You know, I was talking to Chris Rock whenever we...
And what was he like?
Well, I was talking to Chris whenever we came out, and I said, you do know this is going to be a race between 100 comedians to see who can get their 20-minute bit out on Meeting the Pope. And he said, you just need to give up, man. He said, says Jimmy Fallon's on Monday night. He's got us beaten. We're all beaten. So I think Jimmy got there first. So that's the end of that.
And you met Stephen Colbert, if I pronounce his name correctly. He has a show called The Late Show.
Mm. Yeah.
How was he?
He was great. He's got, comes from a big Irish family. But you know, what was interesting was I didn't assume he'd know who I was at all, but was really familiar with the show. And I think when he looks for clips of his own show, he ends up finding clips of ours. So yeah, it was, all that stuff was just, you know, it was a blast.
A final question. How was Kat? How was the commute? And who's going to be on the Late Late Show over the next few weeks?
Kat's in good form. She's settling in now, so she's back to school, you know, with her show. The commute and the travelling, I mean, that never really took a fizz out of me anyway. As somebody who's a stand-up who basically lived out of a bag for the best part of 20, 30 years in a different hotel every night, I mean, this is the most routine I've ever had, so this feels, that part of it feels pretty easy. And show-wise on Friday, looking forward to getting going. We've managed to land one of the people who was a dream guest, and we never thought the schedule would come together.
Was that the Pope? That was shingles.
Yeah, literally, we're going to be that's a surprise guest. Yeah, so
big guest.
Yeah, we've got Rory McIlroy on. I don't think he's playing golf with the Pope, although watch this space.
Patrick Keilty, thank you for speaking to News Talk.
Not a bother, Henry. Always good to talk to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to whom it concerns, it's The Late Late Show.
I mean, when Keilty hangs up the microphone, Henry's got to get that gig, doesn't he? He's got to get that gig. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.